This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
But right now, from my viewpoint, and a few others, maybe more than a few, see this as just a sort of a victory for the neoconservatives who have been looking for Assad has to go, and who is it that wants to get rid of him? And you have to look for that, who's involved in that. And that's, I think, unfortunately, the ones who are winning out on this. And the radicals are winning, too, the people who have been trying to get rid of Assad as well. So there was a bit of hypocrisy going on here because, you know, in one minute we say that, well, maybe Assad has to stay, the next day he has to go. And yes, we're over there fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda. At the same time, what we end up doing by these bombs, we've actually strengthened them. So it is a mess, and that is why I work so hard in America to present the case for non-interventionism, mind our own business. There are problems around the world, but I do not believe the American people and our American government should be the policemen of the world. It makes no sense. It causes us more trouble and more grief. It causes us more financial problems because of this. It's not in our self-interest, and it's hardly a way that we can defend our Constitution and liberty. It is not for that reason. There are other motives for this, and to understand clearly how they're thinking, I can't tell you that, but I do know that the results are not very good for the American people. But all I know is that from my viewpoint analysis, that there was no need to rush. There was no threat to our national security. And they have to give a reason for doing these things, but there was a rush into it. And I have no idea what his purpose was. He doesn't, maybe just didn't want to hear the debate, because the last time they debated it, they lost the debate. And this time, you know, it was necessary for him to jump on this, I guess, before people came to know what was really going on.
Essentially, just listening to it too, it's presented as a fait accompli, isn't it, that the Bashar al-Assad was behind this chemical attack. But of course, the Russian envoy was trying to make the point, again, you're basing your evidence on stuff that's presented by groups and bodies and NGOs that we know to have been unreliable in the past.
No, I don't think the evidence is there. At least it hasn't been presented, and they needed a so-called excuse. They worked real hard, that is our government and their coalition, an excuse to go into Iraq so they concocted stories, all kinds of things. And that's what this is part of. I don't know why, if any of it is true, why they couldn't wait and take a look at it. You know, a few years ago in 2013, there were these similar stories that, you know, didn't go anywhere because with a little bit of a pause, there was a resistance to it built up in our Congress as well as the American people. They thought it was all, you know, a fraud and that nothing like that was happening. And right now, I just don't see how it could conceivably what they claim, because it's helping ISIS. It's helping Al-Qaeda.
Why?
It's helping the enemy that we're supposed to at least be fighting. Yeah, the peace talks, of course, have been ended now. They were afraid, they were terrified that peace was going to break out. You know, Al-Qaeda was on the run. Peace talks were being talked, being entertained with, and all of a sudden it had to change, and this changed things dramatically, you know, the whole event. And I do not expect them any time soon or in the distant future to prove that Assad would be so stupid as to do this. Why would he do it? You know, it was zero benefit to him to participate in it. And but the headlines here, United States, Assad's killing his own people, killing his own people. Well, that makes no sense whatsoever. And I wish that people would demand to hear the truth before they decide they have to go and start another war.
All right, folks, I thought I'd play in that segment some of those Ron Paul clips because he's so dead on. In fact, let's get him on as soon as possible. What a great statesman. Wish he could have been president. All right, Beto, Leanne, Rick, everybody, I'm going right to you on the other side of this break. Please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Got some good news, folks. We're queuing the tape up. But first, we take you live to the Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance against globalism.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center, in the heart of the resistance.
It's good old me.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Boy, there sure is. I'll give the globalists this. They are bold, and they repeat the same stuff over and over again. They got caught staging chemical attacks in 2013 all over the news. The rebels are so badly commanded, they videotaped it and screamed Allah Akbar and a bunch of other jihadi stuff. And now it looks like they've done it again. The Russians are saying it's a false flag. The British ambassador is saying it's a false flag. So why did Trump do it? Well, I know this. The good news is I've been told they don't intend to topple Assad, but McMaster wants to have a big force there to, quote, protect our troops as they kick out al-Qaeda and ISIS. But just earlier, we're going to queue it up. Just about 15 minutes ago, during a break, I watched Spicer live in a press conference. He's still going right now, saying, look, we're there to take out al-Qaeda, ISIS. We are not intending to have a wider war, and Trump did this to take out chemical weapons we knew were there that could be used in the future, which is what I was told. Hey, they made an agreement. The chemicals are there. The Russians didn't ship them out. The planes came from a base that have chemicals. We blew it up. And Trump went, wait, they made an agreement? He saw the agreement. So that's in Trump's brain. That's how that works. And that's what I've been told by our White House sources that have been talking directly to the president. The story's pretty important. It's on InfoWars.com. For everybody that's so mad at Trump, and I'm not being an apologist here, I'm glad that Trump is pushing back against the neocon plan to invade Syria. But we need to say White House source. Trump is pushing back. We should probably change that headline by Paul Watson so folks understand this is a White House source. I mean, I know it's in the second paragraph, but that's not going to cut mustard. We people understand this is serious with Russia and Iran pledging to hit back against further Syria interventions. All right, we're going to Beto and others. I wanted to play this clip from Zero Hedge, ZeroHedge.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. Al Jazeera slams Assad, now dropping white phosphorus bombs on Syria. In Qatar, fueling escalation in Syria with propaganda. White phosphorus, the Israelis use that. I mean, that's what weapons do. They kill people, but you don't even know that's white phosphorus. But they just keep, like, pushing these war crimes are happening. The West and the Islamists have started the war. Qatar and Saudi Arabia are the main funders of it. They're the ones to blame for this, along with Hillary and the neocons. That's a fact. No one's debating it.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It's like
Allahu Akbar. Al-Ahad. Tis'a. Harb. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I tell you, that's all you hear on these videos. It's total cult.
Allahu Akbar.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Qasif bi qazaf al-fosfor. Ala madina al-Saraqib. Allahu Akbar.
But that's enough. We've got really bad stuff on Palm Sunday. In Egypt, the jihadis blowing up churches, which is a lot less than it used to be when our government put the bad guys in. Remember in the Arab Spring 5 years ago and was celebrating it? Anderson Cooper, oh, it's so wonderful, the liberation, as they're murdering and killing people. And he says how great it is. Oh, I never got to it. I'll get to it after the calls. We have CNN with a fake newscast. The terrifying moment, one of two ISIS suicide bombers detonate outside Egyptian church after being turned away by three hero policemen in Palm Sunday massacre that killed nearly 50 Christians. Can't even talk. Beto in Iowa, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. I appreciate you taking my call. First, there's a lot of things I want to discuss with you. What we are seeing right now is the elite are using, well, of course, their corrupt media and their insidious network of violent agitators to wage a psychological war. Example with the whole chemical attack, which is imprisoning the people's mind with political correctness and envy politics and intimidation. And then we're also seeing what Trump needs to avoid is the pitfall of almost every public servant from small town selectmen to commander in chief, which is temptation. Which then he needs to be careful. He needs not to be surrounded by yes men, and he should not be told to possess more power, because that will eventually he'll become the convinced of his own divinity. And I think you should read Dr. Ron Paul's book, The Revolution Manifesto, where he explains that the war is the enemy of the Constitution. But let's not forget that even before Obama or even Trump was even in office, Wesley Clark was warning about the whole all these countries we've been getting involved with, and even Syria. And I want to talk about the Obama administration, how I'm not supporting what Trump did, but he did drop 26,000 bombs last year in Syria. And then Guy Hirsch exposed that Hillary Clinton was the one that gave the rebels the sarin gas. And then if you go to Daily Caller, they have this headline called In Between Policies, talking about Obama and Hillary Clinton's Middle Eastern policies and how, of course, Susan Rice is involved with that. So it's sort of funny how she's involved and she is the one that's unmasking Trump. And then people want to ask, well, what? Why? Well, why would they do this? Well, if you go to WikiLeaks exposing Hillary Clinton's emails, she's surrounded by people who are trying to destroy Christianity and create this Islamic, you know, catastrophe.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call, Beto. Listen, there is no doubt that Islamists had major influence over the neocons and over the Democrats especially. And that they are literally opening the door up for an Islamic invasion and being bought off and paid off to do it. And now Erdogan is even saying that's the plan and trying to activate his forces because Europe's finally trying to shut the door because a lot of Europe figured out what was happening. I mean, it's so crazy, who can believe it? But the Muslims are organized. Their people are slaves. Their money has been given to organize the takeover of their neighbors, of other Muslims, of anybody around them. That is what Saudi Arabia Wahhabism does. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Canada. Rick, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Thanks for having
me. Brother. You bet.
Anyway, I think a lot of this is just a ruse just to displace more of the Middle East, and then by time in the next year or two when more migrate across, and I think that's when they're going to start to try to hit other people in America and then try to create a civil war like they're already doing now. Make it easier because you can't fight other people and your own country at the same time.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. The globalists never get the blame for world war. They never get the blame for depression. They never get the war, blame for bad things they do. So as long as they're not identified, they'll continue to create crises from a safe distance to consolidate power, order out of chaos. That's their admitted plan. That's their admitted statements. And the globalists do not want to allow the world to start dealing with each other along the lines of trade and along the lines of open free societies. They want to use Islam and authoritarian China to leverage out the planet. And so now authoritarian China and Islam are basically challenging Trump, and so he's trying to look strong. But you don't look strong hitting Assad, who's fighting authoritarian Islam and who didn't start the war. But I understand what Trump did. He silenced his critics that said he was soft on Russia, and he sent a message to China. That's why this was done, because, again, in Trump's brain, a deal was made to destroy those chemicals 4 years ago between the Russians and the U.S. military and Assad. That was on the news. We told you about it here first. And those chemicals were still there, and so Trump bombed them. And I'm just asking, thank God the Russians pulled them all out of there. You see them sitting out on the airfield right outside the bunkers. Because the Russians knew if they got hit, and Trump told them that the strike was coming. I don't know if Zhirinovsky's wrong. He says that they lost Russian soldiers, but other Russian news says they didn't. I mean, we're going to find out. The point is, if the Russians wouldn't have pulled all that out of there, you'd have had a giant cloud of gas, and then it would have been Trump's to blame for bombing a chemical weapons depot and it killing a bunch of people. In fact, the neocons might have been setting Trump up with that. I'll tell you this. Thank God the Russians got those chemicals out of there. I'm not trying to lionize the Russians. Just thank God. You're told you've got less than an hour, and these cruise missile attacks are coming. Get out of there. And you pull the planes out. You pull the weapons out. You pull the chemicals out. Thank God that happened. Rick, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Leanne in Georgia. Leanne in the great state of Georgia. Welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thank you, Alex. The reason that Trump is going to end up invading Syria probably sooner than we think is so obvious, yet no one is talking about it. This has nothing to do with gas attacks or dead baby pictures. It's the Iranian-Syrian oil pipeline. Back in 2009, Syria took bids on a pipeline that is going to feed oil into Europe.
That's right. And they don't want Russia to have a pipeline that gives Syria and Russia their own money. And just like Ukraine, they're sick of Russia selling gas to Europe and being able to fund itself. It's about cutting Russia off economically. It's economic warfare.
Why are we talking about dead baby pictures? This is about it's a huge oil pipeline. We're going to end up in a war with Russia and Iran. Russia may back down. Iran could send EMPs our way. This is a huge, big deal. Why is the mainstream media not talking about that pipeline? Why aren't you talking about the pipeline?
Well, ma'am, we didn't censor your call, right? I mean, you were able to call in and bring it up.
Yes, you did. But you keep talking about Ivanka and dead baby pictures. This is huge money. Tillerson was put in charge of this. You know,
well, ma'am, hold on. I want to hear what you have to say, and I'm going to hold you over to the next segment. You must have missed some of the shows. We have talked about the pipeline last week, and we probably should talk more about it. I've been covering Syria heavily for 6+ years. That's why Israel's been backing some of the al-Qaeda forces, and that's been a big debate in Israel, is because they don't want that pipeline being there as well. It's all about economic warfare, and we have discussed it, and you're absolutely right. Much of the reason to overthrow Syria is about controlling that pipeline. and that deal that they have sending that up into the rest of Europe and Eastern Europe. So you're absolutely right. And that Qatar is a Sunni gas powerhouse that wants to become the main supplier of gas there. And Saudi Arabia is a Sunni oil powerhouse, which wants to become the major supplier of oil. But Saudi Arabia and Qatar gas would be pipelined through secular-controlled Assad's regime, and that is why the U.S. and its fundamentalist Sunni allies in Saudis and Qataris are using al-Qaeda and other jihadists to conquer and up the script through the Syria to get control. We'll talk about what
you're talking about. Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes, and money could be in your account in as little as one business day. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4040 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 4040. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Not covering gas pipelines. So I had the crew go back and look at the last time we covered it, and it was Sunday. We posted an article in full at InfoWars.com. Let's pull it up for TV viewers. Russia, Iran warn U.S. they will respond with force if Syria red line crossed again. And the article is all about the Turkish gas pipeline. Let's scroll down. We should probably just change the headline to say Syria war is all about gas pipeline. Because, again, it's the headline. The article's really about that. And so it's like some of the people call and say, you need to expose the Federal Reserve as private. Or you never talk about a thing called Bohemian Grove when I blew it wide open. So you can see globally how they've got all through the Middle East, these big gas pipelines that go into Europe, can back out of Iran, out of all these other places throughout the Middle East into Europe, and they don't want the Russians to have theirs. As you can see, the Iranians have their pipeline, but the Saudi Arabians and others have theirs, and they don't want people having access to that. So, yes, that's a big part of this. But, you know, everybody also said the Iraq war was about oil, but then the Chinese and everybody got the concessions. The U.S. got none of it. It was about control of the planet and what Zbigniew Brzezinski calls the middle of the grand chessboard, to control Europe, to control Russia, to control Africa. The Middle East is the key battleground. That is his stratagem. They don't really follow that now. They've pivoted to Asia, saying that's key with the trade routes out of China and the South China Sea. And you see China grabbing that. But both areas are absolutely critical. All right. But getting back to it, instead of let's just saying we're not covering it enough, because callers have a tendency when they call them something important to like say you didn't cover this. Let's just cover it because that changes the subject. You know, onto who's bad or whatever, instead of actually covering it. So, Leanne, great point. What else would you like to add to that?
Trump is about to get us into World War III. He's going to be threatening Iran next. And this is George W. Bush all over again. I feel sick. That's all I have to say.
Well, no, add some more about the pipeline. I mean, what should we do then? Educate the American people about this?
Personally, I'd be fine if Iran ran that pipeline. I am so sick of Israel. They need a balance of power in the Middle East, and Iran can be that balance of power. I supported Trump. I registered as a Republican for him. I handed out stickers for him, and he stabbed us in the back 2 months in. And I'm one of those extremely disillusioned Trump supporters.
You know, Spicer said earlier that they don't want to topple Assad and that they're there to kick al-Qaeda and ISIS out of the country. And he says he wants countries to be able to sell their oil and gas and doesn't want to block them. So I don't think it's time to make that judgment yet, because he's done a lot of good things on the economy. But I think it is a few marks against him so far. But definitely part of Ukraine is about pipelines, but a lot of it's just about taking over the country and looting it for the IMF and World Bank, and then coming in with Marshall plans that are hundreds of billions more dollars to George Soros and others. In fact, that's in the WikiLeaks. What they want is destabilize countries and just the quagmires that it causes. And they don't want other countries to do well, period. So it remains to be seen what's going to unfold from all of this. But just imagine what Hillary Clinton would have already been doing right now.
The same thing. That's what she would be doing.
So who do you think's running the show? I mean, you bring up Israel, and certainly Israel does some bad things, but folks always think Israel runs everything. There's a lot of big power players. I mean, is Israel behind North Korea and China doing stuff?
I honestly don't know. I just know that Trump he made an ultimatum. If there's another attack, he's going, that's the red line. Well, everybody has a reason to attack now. Everybody has a reason to set off another false flag.
That's right. It's a major escalation, and it lets the jihadis. I agree with the British ambassador. Now they're going to stage false flags. This is clearly a false flag. I appreciate your call. I just tried to war game why Trump would do this. I talked to my sources, and sure enough, that's exactly what I was told. And that's directly from the president to my source, two sources. And I called Stone about it, and he said, wow, that's good sources. This is a breaking news story on InfoWars.com. Unusual Navy patrol sparks fear of foreign sub off California coast. Sub hunting aircraft spotted circling same area of ocean. We've got the graphs, the breakdowns from the FAA. Nobody else is reporting this. This is on InfoWars.com right now. And you can believe Russian and Chinese subs are off our coast. You know, it's not just America that's out there, folks. It's China and others. So Trump knows a lot of things we don't know. The globalist hating for a reason. He wouldn't be hurting globalists. He wouldn't be creating new jobs. He wouldn't have the stock market up. He wouldn't be turning our coal back on if he wasn't double-crossing them on a lot of fronts. He's trying to bring in prosperity. Does that mean he's not a strong man? Absolutely, folks. He's got the big stick. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, we got some bad news breaking right now from Fox News. ABC's also reporting 4 victims reported after elementary school shooting in San Bernardino. Shooter possibly down. Police chief. Wasn't it the same place that had the Islamic shooters? And they were covering it up, who they were. And for 2 years, the FBI was trying to stop them going to terrorist training bases and coming back. At least 4 victims have been located after a shooter walked on to the North Park Elementary School campus in San Bernardino and opened fire in a possible murder-suicide. The shooter was also possibly down, according to a report from San Bernardino Police Department Chief Jared Bergen, who said the information was preliminary. So we'll watch that as it unfolds. It's an elementary school. I love how these cowards go into victim disarmament zones. It's always places like California and places. This happens, and when it's a jihadi attack on a gay bar in Florida, they won't say it's a terror attack. And they won't show you images of the dead kids that got killed by, you know, jihadis in London a few weeks ago or last week there in Stockholm, Sweden, because they have mass Stockholm syndrome. But they will show you the dead kids that are gassed and just keep showing it to you and showing it to you. And I want to play a clip before we go to our next guest and then back to your phone calls of the British, former British ambassador, the head guy. There is the British ambassador to Syria, what he said on the BBC, where he said Trump has given jihadists 1,000 reasons to stage a false flag operation. And whether the Syrians really did it or whatever, now our media is saying the Russians probably did it, so we want war with Russia. Don't you see now when they already got caught doing it 3 years ago and 4 years ago, that was official? They were so uncoordinated, they would brag on videos, you know, loading up the mortars, and it would explode on them. That now they're celebrating, they're going to stage more stuff and blame it on Assad or whoever they want. I get looking strong for the Chinese president. I understand looking strong for the Russians. And I look having a big force there to kick out al-Qaeda and ISIS in case Assad tried to attack them. But why would he do that? Why would Assad do that? Now, I know Dr. Pechenik was on last Friday to give his view on it. I've since talked to my White House source, and then Roger Stone has talked to his sources that go as high as they go, and basically the same thing. So we put an article out today. I sent the transcript to Paul Watson last night. Trump pushes back against neocon plan to invade Syria. And you read this article. This is a transcript from my source and Roger's source. I'll just leave it at that. And the president's like, no, we're not going to have a no-fly zone. No, we're not going to go take Assad out. But he agreed 4 years ago to get rid of these chemicals. He didn't do it. They're there at that air base. There's an air track to there. That's enough for me. But then what's the president thinking? He's going to blow those up. Thank God the Russians, clearly, the Daily Mail has the photos the Special Forces got. The Russians have shown it on their own footage. They hauled all of it out in the hour notice they had before the missiles hit. What is Trump thinking? Because the Russians claim they bombed an al-Qaeda ISIS base and it had chemicals in it. And I've got my sources in the government that say absolutely, if you look at the gear people had responding, it wasn't sarin or they wouldn't not be wearing masks and stuff. They weren't. So, and that's an article, Donald Trump is an international lawbreaker, by a person using a pseudonym who's been right up there with Steve Pechenik. So people say, hey, be on the fence or be one way or the other. Why are you all over the map? Because I don't know. I'm wargaming every angle of this. China, to me, is a 10 times bigger threat. They're absolutely belligerent, taking over the South China Sea. North Korea is threatening everybody, shooting missiles off. I get why Trump wants to look strong, got a big task force going in there. He's done great things in the economy, so I want to give the benefit of the doubt. But then McMaster's talking about taking out Assad and ISIS simultaneously, and my military sources are saying, oh, yeah, it's a big force going in. More and more troops are there, 20,000 troops in Iraq and Syria already. Special forces, you name it, Marines, heavy artillery. So we're going to go to Pechenik here in just a minute, former head of psychological operations, State Department, obviously worked in other agencies and been involved in regime change. Let's play that clip from Peter Ford, former British ambassador to Syria, because he's got an incontrovertible point here. Just on its face, it's true. The jihadis love false flags. How are we going to keep them from doing it? Whether this was real or not, here it is.
And based on previous experience, including Iraq, we can see that we cannot take at face value what the so-called intelligence experts tell us, not when they have an agenda. But come back to the main point. It's not going to end here, and we are likely, Britain, to be dragged into it, because Trump has just given the jihadis 1,000 reasons to stage fake flag operations. Seeing how successful and how easy it is with a gullible media to provoke the West into intemperate reactions, they will very likely stage an operation similar to what they did, and this was documented by the United Nations in August last year. They mounted a chlorine gas attack on civilians, and they tried to make it look like it was a regime operation. This, mark my words, you're hearing it here. And it will happen, and we'll get all the warmongers coming to tell us that Assad is defying us, and we must go in more heavily into Syria. This will be fake flag.
Fake flag. That's a great way to explain false flags to folks. So Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com, best-selling author, also with Tom Clancy and more, joins us, medical doctor, psychiatrist. I won't go over his whole bio. From your angle on Friday, from all my research, is what the president currently believes. So you're spot on. Now, you tie that into Skousen believing he was misled. I know you've learned more now over the weekend. That's why you wanted to come on, so we're honored to have you on. Dr. Steve Pachinik, what is the latest information you have?
What I'm concerned about, and this is a warning to our generals, McMaster, Mathis, and others who think that they can do a regime change in Syria. Number one, that will not be possible, not with the military, not with all the forces you have, and not with the quality of the soldiers that we have or the generals. Let me be very blunt. Of all the people I know, I have been probably the only one who's been interrogated by Bashar Assad for hours, at the same time worked against Hafez Assad, and at the same time had a clear understanding of how strong the Bashar Assad family is and how entrenched they will be. So any notion of a regime change through force is both absurd and criminal. If it occurs, there will be no reason whatsoever, including chemical weapons or any other cause bella that will be espoused by either the intelligence community or the president. But the presence of a huge amount of Marines and special forces and thousands of regular soldiers means that we are prepositioning to go in for a war, maybe against ISIS, but remember, ISIS and Al-Qaeda was created by us, by the CIA, by our military intelligence. So to say that we're going to attack a terrorist group which we created means we're attacking ourselves. The same issues right here in Syria. The issue of Syria and Bashar Assad has no national security interest whatsoever to America. What Bashar Assad has done to his people remains to his people. The Russians have handled it. Hezbollah has been involved. Turkey has been involved. The Israelis have been involved. But let me tell you several things. Number one, we have not won a war, including World War II. Let me make it very clear to McMaster, who's talking about dereliction of duty. This will be an incredible dereliction of duty if we go into war, either in Iraq or we can go into Syria. Why? Because McMaster knows very well we are not capable of executing an effective strike. We have never won a war. Even World War II was primarily won in 1942 and 43 by the Russians at Stalingrad. I teach that at Fort McNair. I have told every general, we have lost Vietnam, we lost Korea, we lost Iraq, we lost Afghanistan, so on and so forth. McMaster will come forth and be tried for criminal activity, as will Mathis, because there is no reason to put our men and women in harm's way for oil pipelines or whatever nonsense that this military-industrial complex thinks that we need to do in order to get into the Middle East. We have no interest in the Middle East. If anything, the PSYOPs that was created with President Xi Jinping from China was an excellent PSYOPs. It means we're drawing to the Asia Peninsula, that's fine. We pre-positioned for North Korea, but it does not mean we go either into North Korea or China or Syria. There is no cause for war on either flank. My concern is that, again, we're going through the nonsense of the neocons. I think that David Knight had made a point yesterday. My point was simply that the PSYOPs that was done at Trump's hotel was very effective. But if this goes any step further, this is a warning to our generals, to our president, and to anyone involved. Once again, we will react quite vociferously and strongly. This is grounds for all types of legal action against the president and a voting that will create a desertion.
Okay, but let me stop you. Let me stop you, Dr. Pachinik, because we go from Friday, you're saying, I get the PSYOP. Right. You can't prove either way where the attack came from. The jets did come from there. There are chemicals in the base. From the president's perspective, because I've learned something over the weekend, it's dead on what you said. The president's like, we have an agreement going back 4 years with the Russians and Assad. We start moving out once we defeat al-Qaeda and ISIS. We can't say one way or the other. They didn't get the chemicals out of there. We have the intelligence. So we're going to blow them up in place, which I still have questions about. What are they going to do if they actually hit them? Thank God the Russians pulled them out. And then Trump is saying, no, we're not doing no flies. No, we're not taking a sod out. You saw Spicer come out today and say everything that was in our article this morning. He says it word for word 1 hour ago because it came from the president. And of course, the media has heydays with this. I'm just going to stop right there. But I get thank you letters, you name it, from high level in the White House. We get phone calls. I check stuff. Then I call Stone, who gets calls quite a bit. Let's just say quite a bit. He don't mean talk about it. But let's say a lot. And so it's all dead on information. And the president's like, no, but I'm not going to let anybody use these chemicals. I'm going to let people know if you do use them, I'm coming after you. And it's a message. And there's a deal in place. And then folks ask the president, well, why are the troops getting masks? And he goes, I can't talk about it. Now, this is word for word from the president. So our article is key. It's a White House source. Trump is pushing back against a neocon plan to invade Syria. And then you see McMaster and others on Fox News constantly, like he's the new press secretary, saying different things than what Trump and his and Spicer are saying. And Spicer is taking notes directly from the president and putting them out on air. I mean, again, you listen to Spicer. It's word for word what's in our article that came out hours before. And so Roger Stone is calling. He's got some breaking news. There's a lot of breaking news taking place here as things unfold. So, again, taking that intel, what do you make of that? And then expanding on it, I guess you've got some really good sources, obviously, as well, because you're word for word saying what we're getting.
Let me tell you this. I understand what you're saying. I understand what Roger may be saying. What I'm telling you is that I know for a fact the people I know in the military are increasing their force structures to the degree that there is no strategy whatsoever. In effect, I wrote this to my people in the intelligence community and elsewhere. If you have no strategy and regime change is not a strategy, do not go into war.
Well, sure, if anything was ever a quagmire, it's Syria with all these different forces. So why is McMaster saying things different than the president and his press secretary?
Because it's an old technique. You have one person saying one thing, putting pressure on, then you have the president denying it. What you're doing is trying to confuse the public media, or otherwise said, you're trying to create a kind of disturbance for Assad, who's very smart. He's much smarter than our own people. He's an ophthalmologist. He's board certified. He's been in power for over 30 years. He understands what the reality is. But for the American public, which is being told two different things at the same time, you have to go back to the Bush administration, which said we're not going into war. You have to go back to the Obama administration, the Clinton administration. Everyone said
we're not. So it's the very same neocon crap. So what does the president need to do?
The president needs to understand that if he goes to war, that's his problem, and we will have a major blowback domestically. The American people do not want to have a war. We do not want to send our kids into battle. Our military is not prepared for this kind of war. I've been in the Syrian desert during the summer. It's unbearable. It is huge. It is the homes and Hamas is filled with Sunnis. Our generals have no idea what they're doing. And in fact, if this is about pipeline wars or it's about the military-industrial complex, which it comes back again and again because we have no national security interests in Syria, Iraq, or Iraq.
Okay, so how did you change since Friday where you thought good stroke of genius? You said PSYOP Friday, a successful PSYOP. Now you're saying you're really concerned.
Well, because going from one PSYOP to China was the appropriate thing to do. But once I hear and I understand that there are more forces in Syria over the weekend, there was artillery placed in there. And in fact, they are creating in the White House what we call a dichotomy or two messages. That's totally different from what happened on Friday. Friday, nothing was said. Nothing was said in terms of the PSYOPs. It was elegant. It was effective. And we sent out a fleet, as you said, to the South China Sea. Whether we attack North Korea, I think that's not very bright, but at least we have a presence there. But once we have a statement by McMaster and at the same time Trump denying it, so you have a purposeful confusion, then I am saying very clearly, do not go to war. We've been through this scenario repeatedly.
Sure. So what are the neocons thinking? Why do they want to go in war in Syria, much worse than Iraq, much worse than Libya? I mean, what are they...
They have a And all of these neocons have never served our government. They've never been in war. They have belonged to the military-industrial
complex. Why is McMaster going along with it? He's the national security advisor now, not John McCain.
Because McMaster is going to follow the orders of the president. In short, he may be committing the very sins he wrote about, dereliction of duty. There was dereliction of duty in Vietnam when he wrote about it, and Westmoreland and other generals followed through, knowing fully well we had never had a strategy, we never had an effective tactic, nor were our soldiers prepared. McMaster knows the same issues here. He knows we're not prepared. We're not effective. We have a one-to-one.
Sure. What about the Petraeus connection to McMaster?
Petraeus brought in McMaster and put him back as a lieutenant general because McMaster was basically isolated because of the book he wrote on dereliction of duty. But I'm not a fan of Petraeus, as I've said repeatedly. Petraeus went in. He self-promoted himself. He's never really been other than South Carolina.
Well, sure. The reason we haven't won a war since World War II is we're in civil wars. No one ever wins a civil war. I mean, it's like sticking your hand in a beehive. There's no reason to do it.
Well, yeah, but let me be very clear. With all due respect, including my own father, we did not win World War II. What we did was to defeat the Japanese in order to release 100,000 troops, Russian troops, to go back into fighting for Stalingrad and on the Western Front. By the time we went into Europe and Germany, the Soviets were on the Elbe River. So that has to be made very clear. George Marshall said it.
Well, sure. And when it comes to casualties, the Russians lost 20 million people.
World War II.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't even lose a million. Hold on. We'll be right back. Let's talk about that straight ahead. Talk about China.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you. folks. I'm going to do five more minutes the next hour, and then David Knight's taking over. I cannot stress to you enough that when you spread articles from Infowars.com or videos, you're doing the Lord's work. I mean, they are trying to censor us and block us everywhere. They, it doesn't matter if we've been on Roku and Boxy and YouTube and all these places. Now people have those on their TVs. They purposely block us off the front pages. Even when we have the top videos, they force feed garbage from the establishment down your throat, on your iPhone, on your Droid. They just load news on when you turn your phone on to that front page. Never InfoWars, never Drudge. You need to take our articles and send them to everybody you know. You need to take our articles and just hammer them. It's an InfoWar. Now, they can strangle us. They can shut all the independent press down. Also, financial support. You know, my dad came out with a fluoride-free toothpaste that's made by the biggest manufacturer in the country, private label by us, but we had colloidal silver and iodine. The adult formula sold out. The child formula is bubblegum flavor, but it's all natural, organic, and it has everything in it but the peppermint and spearmint that's so strong, but it's still very concentrated. Super Blue for Children bubblegum flavor is available at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got our Paleo Caveman formula that's so good for the body, the joints, you name it. It's got the turmeric, the chaga mushrooms, the bee pollen, and so much more. That's back in, 33% off. And our iodine is a little bit more came in, but I'm going to go ahead and discount it, 25% off. X2, the good halogen. Check out what it's done for so many others. Go read the reviews, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Getting back to Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com. Just briefly on China, how do you think the meeting went? What's the info you've got on that? The big task force group going up there by northern China and the South China Sea, by Japan, by the Korean Peninsula. Where do you expect all that to go? You got Lindsey Graham saying everybody about it better watch Trump. You know, he's a crazy guy, as if that's some positive thing. Plus, I don't think it's true. It just shows how crazy the neocons are wanting to, quote, scare the world.
Well, that's a good question. Actually, your assistant, Nico, just gave me an interesting point. First of all, the meeting went very well. What Trump did and McMaster's did was a brilliant psyops operation focusing to Syria and then shifting really to the South China Sea. The real problem now, and this is where the regime change comes in, and this is where America has to watch itself. What's happened now, and Nico informed me that 150,000 Chinese soldiers went on the North Korean-China border. To me, that's very credible, and I'll tell you why. For over 30 years, I was held back on any regime change in North Korea because, for me, it wasn't very hard to bring down North Korea. There are many simple ways to do it without going to war. However, one of the things that I had been warned about repeatedly was that China could not tolerate and would not tolerate the ingress of thousands of millions of North Koreans into China. That would eventually destabilize China. So what we have going on right now is the potential destabilization of North Korea and China. And China knows that because President Xi Jinping was humiliated, and correctly so. And he has no idea of what Trump can or cannot do. But he does understand that Trump has the willpower to use force. At the same time, we're looking at Syria, where we're building up troops. One could be the distraction from the other, or at the same time, we would have two wars going on at the same time. That's up to our president, and that's up to our generals. I warn them about wars. Taking down regimes does not mean you have to have a war. In the case of China, this has already been quite significant for Trump to have said to Xi Jinping, look, I just launched 59 missiles. I want to make sure you understand that. Xi Jinping understands that, but at the same time, the Chinese have a hold over Jared Kushner and his buildings in 666 Fifth Avenue.
Let's talk about that when we come right back. Let's talk about ways foreign powers can influence the president. And we're not talking about Russia. For my info, it's the Chinese that are manipulating us big time. We'll be back in 70 seconds with our guest, Dr. Steve Pachinik.